Good morning to you all in the name of Jesus. God bless you this morning. I would just like to continue to speak on the birth of Jesus Christ and the and his reason for coming. Yesterday we talked some about his coming and some of the reasons. I would like to go away in the beginning in the book of Genesis here this morning and just talk a little bit about why there was a Messiah needed. I was just reminded of the little the picture that may have been going on in the, if we may say, the planning room in heaven when God looked down. And I know this is not scripture, but I know I've heard it several times already, that when the Trinity was contemplating the creation of the earth and contemplating to make a being in the likeness in the image of God, as us humans are, there was a thought that came up that God wants a group of people who will choose to worship him, who will not be as the angels, who the angels do not know anything else. They were created to worship God. And so they do that because they don't know anything else. But us humans are created with a will. We were given by God the power to choose good and evil. And we were created that way from the beginning. And so God gives us this thing called the will, that we are able to choose good from evil. And then he has placed us in a setting where there is good and evil to be chosen. We know that in heaven there is no evil to be chosen, but here on earth there is. If one desires to choose evil, he has the opportunity to do that. And so if we can picture this scene in heaven here, the question came up that if man is created and placed down on the earth, and Satan is given the opportunity to tempt man, will he do it? And obviously yes, because Satan will do anything and everything he can to keep someone from serving God. Satan knows he is headed for an eternal destruction, and so he wants as many people as he can possibly get to go with him. That is his goal, to go with him into his destruction. We can read in the Bible that hell was not created for man, but hell was created for Satan and his angels. But if we insist on serving Satan, then there is no other way or place for God to put us than to give us the same end that we insist on, to give us the same end that that our master has, that we insist on following. But in this scene in heaven, there is the question likely came up that if man is placed down on this earth with the ability to choose good and evil, then he likely will choose evil. And if he chooses evil, he is going to be eternally cut off from God. And so then the next thing that would have came up is, well, we need someone to we need to somehow redeem man back to God, which then we could picture this scene that as the conversation was going on there in the Trinity, it was decided that the only way that man, after he has sinned, could be redeemed back to God is if someone would be, is if a sacrifice would be made in their stead, so that the wrath of God could be satisfied. And then, of course, the next question is, well, who is willing to go and be that sacrifice? And that is then when Jesus would have offered to be that sacrifice. And even though we don't know all those details, we don't know how this all came to pass, but we do know that Jesus willingly, of his own initiative, offered to come and to be that sacrifice for mankind, so that mankind could be redeemed back to God. And we also know that Jesus is the creator of the universe. As we read in Proverbs, if I could quickly find it here. Here in Proverbs, it says that, it's basically in Proverbs 8. Maybe I could read. Maybe I could read Proverbs 8, verse 23. It says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, meaning before the earth ever was. It says in verse 27, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depths. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. So, it's basically saying there that Jesus was there when the creation was made, and that Jesus was the creator of the universe. And so as we see his love for his creation, and we know that creation sort of narrows down to man, the created being that was created to glorify God. We know that all of creation is created to glorify God, but we know that man is what the heart of a man is what God is really after, to satisfy him fully in his creation. So, and then Jesus was willing to come and be that sacrifice to redeem man back to God. And if we read here in Genesis, is the first hint of a need for a Messiah. And as we go through the Old Testament here, we continue to see a greater and greater need for a Messiah as time moves on. It says here in Genesis chapter 3, this was after Adam and Eve were created and they were given the right to eat of all the trees in the garden except the tree of good and evil. They were not allowed to eat. And so then when Eve fell, when Satan came and tempted her with this temptation, let me just find it here. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And so what Satan was saying here is he was trying to bring out a secret from God, and thus he captured the attention of Eve by lying about something that he claimed to know about God that was not true. And then he suggested to Eve that because God knows what will happen, he's just basically saying, okay, don't eat of the tree. And then Satan came along and said, well, the reason he doesn't want you to eat of the tree is because then you're going to become like him. And that's why, which is a lie. And so in that way, Eve fell for the trap, basically. She felt like she wanted to enter into that field there where she could be like God, knowing good and evil. So she reached out her hand and took this forbidden fruit. And of course she did not die immediately. However, as we know, just yesterday I was at a funeral. And as it becomes evident in our lives, us human beings' lives, that all of us need to die someday, and that we are dying. Our cells are dying every day in our body, and the ones that are replacing them are not quite as good as the ones before, and that is the process of getting older. The longer we live here on the earth, the older and more feeble we become, and as the longer we live, we eventually exhaust ourselves and either die of old age, if not before. And obviously, you know, as we all know, that there is always that potential for us to be killed in an accident or to die of a disease or many other ways. And so Eve, at that moment, started to die physically. But the biggest thing that we want to look at here is she died spiritually, meaning she was now headed for destruction. She was now headed for eternal death. And so that is the whole reason for sending this Messiah. That is the whole reason that this Messiah was needed, this Jesus Christ. Because man had sinned against a holy God, and man had willingly of his own choice cut himself off from God. And as was read yesterday, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As us humans throughout the generations following, starting from Adam and Eve there, of course Adam took of the fruit also, and he was put right into the same camp. And now all the generations following have received the same curse, and not only because of their choice, but because we also make those same choices. We also, as the scripture says, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that has lived here on the earth that, when given the opportunity, at some point or the other will reach out and take of some kind of that forbidden fruit. Meaning we are cut off from God both by nature, just simply by being born into this world, but also because of that nature, we then follow up with our choices and do things that are not pleasing to God. And so each one of us is in desperate need of this Messiah, of this Jesus Christ. And So my encouragement to you is to continue to seek him. If you have not yet found this Jesus Christ, my encouragement is to continue to seek, because he is looking for you. And if you found him, my encouragement would be to serve him with all of your heart, to consider what the great price was and the great sacrifice that he has made for us, and how that we can bring glory to him if we give him our whole heart and serve him with our whole heart. God bless you.